Welcome back to another episode of Relish the Journey. And it is crazy to be recording this episode here at the end of December 2018. And as I've been going through all the holiday festivities the past couple weeks, listening to podcasts that I follow, everybody's got their season finales, their 2018 review, their best of 2018. And I was thinking, well, shit, I didn't have anything planned like that, but that's a good idea. So thinking and reflecting back on the journey that is this podcast, I originally started this thing with a whole big questionnaire that quickly dissolved because it was just stupid. It was weird to stop a conversation and pick up a questionnaire. So I started to weave these questions into conversations based on feedback from you guys, actually. So thank you. And so what I did, now it's 11 p.m. as I'm recording this, I spent the last 6 hours going through every episode from this year and pulling snippets of advice that you all have received or been given. When I say you all, I mean you guys that have been guests on the show. So I want to give a huge thank you to everyone who's taken their time to indulge me in this idea, sit down for an hour or more and talk to me, share their stories with me. I feel very privileged that you have given me that honor and allowed me to share it with the world. And so what I did for this episode, as for 2018 in review, was I took clips of this advice and I've strung it along into about 20 minutes of just clip after clip after clip after clip. And what is really interesting about this is I've interviewed my family members, my friends, people I've never even met before. But what is so cool is that everybody has a very similar theme of either work your ass off, you know, be a good human being, be honest, be on time, you know, focus on how you make others feel. And it's just very cool. It makes me like really pumped about humanity based on this small sample size. And I'm excited to take this project into 2019, into bigger and better things. And I know that we can do it together as a group. That's actually one thing too. All these podcasts, not all of them, but a lot of ones I listen to, they got names for their listeners. They have like, it's like their own club, right? And so I'm going to try it. We'll see if it sticks. But I thought about it, and I'm going to call all of you listening my travelers, or our travelers, or the travelers. Together, we're travelers on this journey. So my fellow travelers, thank you for coming to this podcast week after week after week. And I leave you here with a group of my friends and acquaintances of their thoughts of wisdom for how you can approach 2019 and the rest of your lives to kick ass, take names, and make the best of this journey that we're all on together. So without further ado, here are some of my favorite clips from 2018, starting, of course, with the man who inspired this podcast, my good buddy Nick. Take us away, buddy.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. If you want something in life, you gotta work for it. And if you don't work for it, don't expect anyone to give it to you. You're in control of your own destiny. Find yourself a good woman. Be honest. Be loving. It really comes down to the golden rule. Treat people the way that you would want to be treated. Money is not the root of all evil. Greed is. The love of money is. Love people. Don't love money. Love one another. And be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest to people. Be true. That's the greatest lesson that I've ever learned. Just don't be a douchebag. Just follow your heart. Follow the deep, deep voice inside of you. We all know what's right and what is wrong. So just listen to your heart.
Fuck the haters, bro. Honestly, I mean, like, for like everyone who didn't think that you were shit or didn't really get it, you know, get who you were, like, and you hear a lot of like successful people say this, but it's so true. You know, you might be going through those tough times in like middle school, high school, where you just don't seem to fit in the mold. But the ones who don't fit in the mold are the ones who people want to be part of the mold. You know, once you get to where you want to be, people want to be part of your mold.
Love life. That's like my motto these days. It's just love life. Like, there's no need to focus on the negatives or make anything not positive. Like, the older I get, I unfortunately go to more funerals, and, you know, it's not the best piece of advice I've ever got, but someone else told me once that, like, if anyone older than you ever gets mad or upset with the way you're living your life, that's because you can just tell them that you have the gift of time, and that's something that they can never get back. So I would say love life. Like, you gotta get the most out of it.
Yeah.
And, like, just do whatever makes you happy. And if that upsets everyone else, as long as you're not hurting anyone else, you should do that. Whatever makes you happy.
It's to take advice and pick it apart to take only what you need. And I think that's a valuable thing to learn.
Yeah.
Because people give advice all the time about everything. So I think it's important to remember that you take what you need and get rid of the rest, you know?
One thing that has really helped me out in my life, and I want to continue, is always have a smile on your face and just treat people with a genuine, honest figure.
A lot of times you're going to face situations that are out of your control and a little and difficult, and it's gonna be tough for you. Like, it will force you to go through hell one way or another. But the important thing is just not giving up and not giving in on something that could make or break you, more or less.
Don't let everybody know everything that you know. And number two is just dot, dot, dot. You know, you really, in my opinion, you know, don't necessarily, you want to be the smartest person in the room, but don't always come off as the smartest person. You know, I guess it could be tied into, you know, the old parable as well of, you know, start by being as humble as possible and sit at the back table, you know, not noticed and kind of out of sight, maybe not out of mind because of the person that you are. And then as, you know, you're deserving of it, you know, you're called up towards the front of the room. Hey, here's your opinion. We've seen that you were, you know, apply it to any type of life situation, but if you want to, you know, apply it to a work situation, you've quietly done your job correctly every single day, and that hasn't gone unnoticed. And it won't, because there's certain things you can do every single day that don't cost a single thing that people will value and appreciate. And that's just something that, you know, I've learned at a young age, you know, be on time. It doesn't cost anything to be at the location, you know, on time. And sometimes that means being a little bit early. You know, your body language, being able to just stand up straight, present yourself like you want to be there. And if you don't want to be there, why are you there? You know, from there, you want to be able to smile, because obviously, you know, smile doesn't cost anything either. It's just all these little things that don't take anything to actually do that maybe somebody with more talent than you isn't necessarily doing because they don't have to because they're more talented.
Right.
Don't get outworked, because that's the easiest thing for you to control.
If you start making excuses, you're done, man. You're buried.
Yeah.
All you can do is look at it in a positive way, try and improve your situation, and at all times, just, you know, on and off the clock, just work your butt off and things will happen. You know, it's just, that's all it's going to take. You know, go the extra mile. You know, don't just do the bare minimum and expect good things to come your way. All you're going to get is what you have. You know, you got to work. You got to work for it.
I feel like I would tell somebody, like, just don't take everything so seriously. I feel like for such a long time, I was such a serious person, and I wasn't letting myself let loose and try new things and have fun, because I was just trying to follow the rules all the time. And while I'm still a rule follower, at least now I know how to let loose and have fun. And some of my favorite memories are the times that I just, like, didn't care about the rules and just let loose, because I wasn't worried about the, you know, implications of what was going to happen.
Probably be kind to you.
Like yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Who told you that?
Mom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So talk to me about that. Why do you think that's the best piece of advice?
I think because she knows I'm hard on myself, and I'm gonna get emotional. and I do often beat myself up about a lot of different things, and she always tells me, like, be kind to you, because I like you, and there's only one of you.
Right.
So, you know, just there's no point in beating yourself up because it's, I mean, we do it, it's inevitable, but if you're not kind to yourself, it makes it harder. Sure. When other things or other people aren't kind to you either. So, you know, trying to put yourself first and, you know, sit back and reflect on, you know, what are you doing? Why are you beating yourself up? What is it that has you so upset? Or, you know, just that sort of, you know, be kind to everybody. Well, why not include yourself in that? So.
How do I put this into words of advice? We were talking about, you know, when you were young in your career, you know, mistakes you make. And I was telling her that when I was young in my career, which, by the way, was not that long ago, as you know, it's only 5 or 6 years ago. But I told her that I thought I had it all figured out. And maybe that's human nature and inevitable when you're young. But I, you know, I was telling her, like, you might feel pretty strongly that you've got to figure it out, but even if you think you do, and no matter how hard you think you do, you don't, just because you're young. And that's just how it is. Experience trumps everything else.
I would say love your family unconditionally, and keep the family as a safe haven, a place where they know that they can just be themselves, and that no matter what happens, you're loved unconditionally. So I think that's important, especially in today's world and society and everything that kids have and people have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, whether it's school and bullying and, you know, college and just all the pressures that I think, you know, everyone needs a place to just be. And I've always felt strongly that the family was that place.
If I'm going to give piece of advice, is to follow your passions and never give up on your dreams, you know, and that's something I'm so big on, because I think a lot of people, when high school ends or college ends, I think sometimes people think it's going to be too hard and they just give up. They give up on their dreams. There's too many obstacles or this or that. And my thing is that means it's time to kick in and go for it and aim high. You know, I really do believe in that. You know, aim for the stars and you might land on the moon. Always aim as high as you can go because you'll go far. And always, you know, whatever that dream is. And it, you know, obviously people talk about professional things. It doesn't have to be professional. It could be, you know, whatever it might be. It might be a family thing. It might be, you know, traveling, you know, the world thing, or, you know, could be, you know, whatever, you know, skydiving. I don't know. It's just, I think people need to make sure that if you have a dream of something you want to do, go try to make it happen. And don't just give up on it because it seems too hard.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Okay. Where'd you get that from?
I don't remember who told me that first. I've heard it a few different times in my life. And honestly, couldn't be more true, man. Like, I have a lot of friends who are very educated and just can't get a break, can't seem to find a job, can't catch a break. And it's 100% branching off of that. It's not what you know, it's who you know. It's so much about seizing opportunities. I truly believe that your life is defined by so few moments compared to the time that you live. There's so few moments in your life when you have a chance to make a true impact on who you are and what defines you. And I feel like that fits in because I've been fortunate enough to, most of my opportunities have been because I have made the right connections and known the right people, but known how to act in a situation to leverage those people. And it really is, you know, life is, I feel like, 30% what you know and 70% who you know. And that can be discouraging for some people, but it doesn't have to be, because there's so many opportunities to just advance yourself and make the life you want for yourself. It's just recognizing those opportunities that people struggle with. So it's not what you know, it's who you know.
You know what you're doing. Get out of your own way. Just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, you go through, you know, I had a really old friend say once, and I remember being like, holy shit, you are so depressing. But he said, basically life is just going through life trying to figure out how many different ways to make chicken. And I remember thinking like,
that's awesome.
Holy shit, that is so depressing.
Yeah.
But it's so true, unless you make the effort to, you know, really pursue your happiness and be intentional about your decisions and your choices. And in that moment, I remember being like, oh my God. But it's true. It is so true. It really
is.
It
is true.
Dude, just go. You can always take a step back, but it doesn't, you don't have to start over.
Now, just be honest with yourself. Be real with everybody around you. And, you know, if you're being honest and real, everything's going to work out because you're genuine. And there's not many genuine people in this world. So that'll make you better than the people around you.
You got to focus on legacy rather than currency. He said, focus on legacy rather than currency. He goes, people need a memory before they need money.
To not discount any experience. I mean, as much as I talk about how I was really focused during that time and tried to always remind myself of, you know, the guest experience and what it meant for these other people, I did, in the back of my mind, have the thought, you know, this is a job for me. Like, I'm not going to be here forever. And I had that thought through a lot of internships and even my first job. And I think when you let that thought in, even if you don't want it to impact your performance, it does. Even if you don't want it to impact your engagement, it does. So I think the advice I would give to my younger self would be just be all in. And don't necessarily worry about the next play. Just be fully where you are and get the most out of it.
All right, I really can't say it much better than that. I'll leave you again with just a thank you. I appreciate your time and you listening, and I appreciate everyone that's been guests on the show. I didn't fit every clip in from every episode just based on audio quality and what worked with the soundtrack behind it, so I apologize if anybody's offended saying, hey, where the hell, where's my advice? But love you all. And I will see you very shortly for the very first episode of 2019. Until then, as always, find us at RTJ Podcast on social media. Check us out at rtjmedia.com and relish the journey.